good that you're all here in this place. It's just, we take care of the administration of someone who passes, and we have to do that. Those are documents have to be signed, things have to be filed, and that's all well and good to keep records straight. But really, when it comes down to it, Dad is he's absent from the body. That means he's present with the Lord, because that's what Scripture tells us, that's what God tells us. So this is a celebration of his life. We want to celebrate his life. And it was a great life here. And he's still alive. In fact, he's more alive now than he ever was here, because he's staring into the very present, or into the very face of his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because in him is life. And so we can talk about all these wonderful things, but you people here are a good cross-section of my dad's life. And he loved life. You know, he was born into a family of seven, huge I still think about that, just to try to administer three meals in one day to nine people just is something. And you know, I think about my dad from the standpoint of growing up, and his brothers, they excelled in what they did. And it's good to have you guys here. It's just it's a testimony to him of what he meant to you. And I'll tell you here and now, you were very precious to him. Right? But the boys excelled whatever the field of play was, whether it was a gridiron, whether it was track and field, whether it was in the pool, whether it was on the basketball court. Excelled. In fact, I'm sure there's probably many records today that still stand because of their accomplishments. And they received rewards and accolations, and that was very, very much due to them. And my dad, you know, he had his hand at basketball, and he could throw a pretty good basketball, and he had tried his hand at football. But you see, my dad had a very unfortunate accident at a very early age, and he lost the sight in one eye. And it was funny, because I'd say, well, you know, he only saw half of the whole situation. Of course, he would turn to me and say, well, excuse me, Roy, you're the one that only sees half of a whole situation most of the time. But I never saw a more quieter, humble spirit that went through life with only one eye. And if you try it someday, be careful if you do it, but try to go through your one day of your life, all right, with only one part of your vision. And so what it was he never got off the field of play. He had to strive, he had to endure, he had to overcome on a daily basis. And you know, he may have had his bad days in life, but the man was just the epitome of accepting things for the way they were and moving forward and getting on with it. His field of play was his whole life, and he endured, and he humbled himself, and he was just this shining, towering example of an individual that can do things that just go beyond my thought processes. His family, you know, having probably spent the most time with him over the years, every time you'd see him, he'd go down through the list. Here's where Chip and Ann and the boys are. Here's where Bob and Sue and Adam are. Here's where Kathy and I are. Here's where Harold, how Jane and Harold are doing, how Harold Jr. is doing, how Rob. It went right down through the list. They knew, and they were in touch, and they loved, and they experienced from a distance the lives of each and every one of us. They loved their neighbors. Hey, Bob and Barb, and just here's what the Sibes are doing, and here's what's going on, and gee, did you know about this one and that one? Family and friends were the epitome of my father's life. The epitome of my father's life. What a testimony. What a testimony. The other thing that I really came to know and appreciate about my dad was his simple faith. Very simple faith. You know, the world likes to twist spiritual things. Well, you know, did that really happen? Was that really said? Gee, is that really part of God's word? Well, he took God's word at face value because he knew in Hebrews that it was impossible for God to lie. He knew Scripture said that this is the totality of his word, and he accepted it at that as simple faith. If this were not so, I would not tell you. I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man comes to the Father but through me. He just accepted that. He received Jesus Christ as a Savior, and now, absent from the body, he's present with the Lord. Simple faith. He didn't try to slice and dice it and twist it, and he just took it as God's word. His field of play was his whole life. His family and his friends were the epitome of his enjoyment. You know, there was many times in life where I always said, well, you know, Mom and Dad, you got to go and do something. Why don't we go, why don't you do, just go here or go there or do this or do that. But the simple response was, well, you know, that would be nice, but I think I just really want to be here with my wife. I really just want to enjoy her. Could we have such peace? Could we ask for any more peace than what my dad and what my mom have enjoyed? He was my best friend, Mom. I love them dearly. You know, it's funny, we could talk and even maybe argue a little bit, but then as soon as it was over, it would be, okay, we're going to have the chicken salad or, you know, or the Reuben. We'd just go on. He was a very good friend. He was a very good sounding board. I miss him very much. I love him very much. But I just thank God that I'm part of your family. Boys, could I have any other better brothers? I don't think so. I wouldn't want any. He's a great dad. We can't ask for anything more. The blessings that we have received through him and from him and by him will exceed this day, certainly. And that's what I would ask every one of you to do. Just remember Dad for who he was. That smile, that piece of chocolate, all right? That how are you doing today? Tell me a little bit about your life so I can experience your life. That's what he was all about. I just love him very much.